All right, so welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive.
Yeah, great to be back.
So today we are going to be talking about something I'm sure most of you have heard about, at least something about,
Yeah, for sure.
and that is the AI revolution and how it's impacting and, well, probably more importantly, going to impact the world.
Yeah, I think that's something we need to always keep in mind.
Like, it's happening now, but what's going to happen in 5 years or 10 years?
Exactly, and that's really what we're going to be getting into today.
Exactly. So to help us with this deep dive, we have some excerpts from this text, AI Revolution: How Artificial Intelligence is Redefining Our World.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Really dives deep into this
Yeah,
topic.
and no pun intended.
So yeah, lots to talk about today, lots to
For
discuss.
sure.
So one of the things that I was reading about that I thought was really fascinating was how AI is impacting music.
Oh, yeah.
And at first I thought, okay, well, maybe it's going to be like the end of musicians or something like that.
Yeah, or like, just really basic, kind of like elevator music.
Yeah, exactly like AI-generated elevator music.
Yeah.
But what I found out is that it's actually much more complex and interesting than that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually kind of blowing people's minds, like what AI is able to do musically.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there are algorithms out there right now that are composing pieces that are like emotionally resonant, like beautiful music. And some people can't even tell the difference between like an AI composed piece and a human composed piece.
Wow.
So it's really raising questions about what creativity is and where it comes from.
That's wild.
Like, are we the only ones who can be creative? Or, can machines also be creative?
I mean, in a way, you could argue that a machine creating something new is, in a way, a form of creativity,
Yeah, totally.
but it's still kind of a weird concept to wrap your head around.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's not just about, AI like replicating human skills,
Yeah.
but it's about AI like potentially creating something entirely new.
Exactly.
And that is kind of intimidating, but also exciting.
Yeah, it's definitely both. And it goes way beyond music, too.
Oh, right.
Like, AI is now being used to design buildings and to write poetry and create new recipes. I mean, it's really pushing the boundaries of what we thought machines could do.
Wow. I did not know about the recipes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
AI chefs.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it kind of makes sense when you think about it. Like, cooking is a process, it's like a set of steps, and AI is really good at following steps.
True,
Yeah.
but I feel like there's some kind of like human element to cooking that would be hard to replicate.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe not. Like maybe AI can even like learn to be creative with flavors and ingredients.
I don't know.
Who
I
knows?
guess we'll see.
We'll see. But either way, it's definitely changing things up in the culinary world.
So how does it even work? Like, how does AI do all of this stuff?
So imagine you're like teaching a kid to paint. You're
Okay.
showing them examples, you're explaining techniques, and over time they develop their own style, right? AI works in a similar way. Like it learns from these massive data sets of like music, art, text, whatever it is you want it to learn, and it uses that knowledge to then create its own new creations.
So it's basically absorbing all this human culture and then remixing it in its own way.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And it can do it so much faster than a human can, obviously. Like it can analyze way more data way more quickly.
So that brings up something else that was talked about in the text, which is the impact on jobs.
Oh.
Because if AI can write music design buildings, even cook,
Right.
what happens to all the people who do those jobs now?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? And it's one that a lot of people are worried about.
Rightfully so, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, history shows us that whenever there's a big technological advancement, it usually does disrupt the job market. Like
Right.
some jobs become obsolete, like we don't have elevator operators anymore, but new jobs emerge.
I guess that's true.
Like who could have predicted 20 years ago that there would be a job called social media manager?
Yeah, you got a point.
Right, so it's about adapting and evolving alongside the technology.
Yeah, but what about like, in the short term?
Yeah.
Like, what happens to all the people who lose their jobs because of AI?
Well, that's where things get tricky, right?
Yeah, I
Because
know.
it's not always easy for people to just switch careers, especially if they've been doing the same thing for a long time.
Right.
And there's no guarantee that those new jobs will appear quickly enough.
Exactly.
So it's a valid concern.
Yeah.
But I think it's also important to remember that AI has the potential to create entire industries that we haven't even thought of yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the internet created so many jobs that didn't exist before.
Right.
So who knows what AI will bring?
It's exciting and scary at the same time.
It is.
So I guess the takeaway here is that we shouldn't be afraid of AI, but we should be thinking about how we can adapt to it
Exactly.
and how we can shape it to benefit humanity.
Right.
So what's the one question that you keep coming back to when you think about AI?
That's a good one.
Yep.
I think the biggest question for me is, if AI can learn and adapt so rapidly, what does that mean for human learning and evolution?
Wow.
Like, are we entering an era of co-evolution with machines?
That's a great question.
And if so, what does that world look like?
Something to think about, for sure.
Definitely something to think about.
Well, thanks for diving deep with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And to everyone listening, keep exploring, keep questioning, and stay curious about the future we're creating together.
Right on.
Until next time.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.